a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. This then is what I pray, kneeling before the Father from whom every family, whether spiritual or natural, takes its name. Out of God's infinite glory, may you be given the power through the Spirit for your hidden self to grow strong, so that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. And then planted in love and built on love, you will, with all the saints, have strength to grasp the breadth and the length, the height and the depth, until knowing the love of Christ, which is beyond all knowledge, you are filled with the utter fullness of God. Glory be to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory be to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen. The Word of the Lord. This prayer from St. Paul has a special place in my heart. It's the prayer that the pastoral staff of my home parish in Royal Oak, Michigan chose as our parish prayer back when I was a young adult. It also played a role in my discernment for religious life. Often when I return to this prayer using the Jerusalem Bible translation, I get caught on the line, "May your hidden self grow strong." What is this hidden self? Over the years, I've come to realize that the hidden self is that part of us where God dwells, where the human and the divine meet in each person. It's where we come face to face with the truth of who we are. The hidden self can be an intimidating and scary place because it invites us to let go of the masks we think we need to hide behind in order to be accepted and loved. Such letting go calls for vulnerability and a willingness to allow God to love us into being. The hidden self can also be an overwhelming place, because having been exposed by the loving mercy of God, we suddenly get a glimpse of who we are intended to be, children of God filled with the Holy Spirit, the utter fullness of God. Such awareness can fill us with excitement and wonder at the possibilities that suddenly lay open before us in ways we never imagined. But such awareness can also fill us with utter dread, because we know from the prophets and saints what happens when we allow the power of God's Spirit to work in our lives. And we wonder, what will happen to me? What will others think if I give myself to God in this way? Marianne Williamson, lecturer and spiritual author, in a quote often attributed to Nelson Mandela, stated, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us." We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. This is what Jesus is getting at in today's gospel when he says, "I have come to set the world on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." It is the fire of the Holy Spirit with which he wants the world to be ablaze. And that can only happen in and through us. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, was given to us in baptism. Yet our tendency is to close ourselves off to its power and presence, while at the same time waiting and wanting it to do its work in the world. But surprise, surprise, it is the Spirit who waits on us. Williamson went on to say, "Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. This glory of God is made manifest when we allow the Holy Spirit to shine in our lives. It is made manifest when we embrace the spirit of courage rather than cowardice and speak out against the voices of fear and intimidation that circle around us, seeking to silence the truth. The glory of God is made manifest when we hold on to the spirit of compassion rather than callousness and open our arms to those who are ignored or wrongfully labeled as our enemy. It is made manifest when we grasp the spirit of understanding rather than ignorance and engage in dialogue with those we consider the other. It is made manifest when we clutch the spirit of peace rather than hostility and open ourselves to the common good. The glory of God is made manifest when we embrace the spirit of life and love rather than apathy and anger, and allow us to transform our way of being in the world. The hidden self can be seen as a dangerous place because of the seismic shift it can cause when we open ourselves to the power of the Spirit within. If we do open our hearts to the Spirit, it will cause division, as Jesus said, in our relationships, in our church, and in our world, because it is not what appears to be the normal way of living. But it's time for the hidden self to break free of its confines so that Christ may live in our hearts through faith. God has loved us into being, and the Spirit is waiting. It's time to set the world on fire.